Wikimania 2006 presentation by Antere. Building in Diversity. This recording is provided to you by wikizine.org, news for and about the Wikimedia community.
So our second speaker this morning is Florence DeVore, better known to many of you on the project as Anfair. And Florence has been an active editor of Wikipedia since early 2002. She was one of the first editors on the French Wikipedia and also had an involvement with Wikimedia France. But her main role at the moment is she's serving on the board of the Wikimedia Foundation, and she has been since she was elected to that position in June 2004. She's very active on the board and also in some of the Foundation's committees, including the Special Projects Committee. And Florence is going to be giving you some insight into what's currently happening within the Foundation and on the board, and also some of the plans that the board has for the future. So I'll hand you over to Florence or Anfair.
Micro. Bonjour micro. Okay. So good morning everyone. I would like first to thank you to welcome Bob Rosenchamp. Where's Bob? Yeah, Bob, who finally succeeded to join us today. He is coming from Israel and his organization is the biggest supporter of Wikimania. So thanks to Bob. So, for most of you, I'm Anter. For the other one, I'm Florence Devoir. I joined the project 4 years and a half ago. And I joined the board of Wikimedia Foundation at the same time than Angela, 2 years ago. Last year, I gave a talk at the first Wikimania we did. It was in Frankfurt. And I hesitated a little bit at that time, and I decided to talk about how we could develop our project in the developing world. And at that time, I hesitated presenting the foundation because I thought there were some things to say to people, and I changed my mind. This year, when we started thinking about the program of Wikimania, I decided that it was time to talk about the Wikimedia Foundation, the board, its organization, and the new things we were doing because things have changed over time. And I think this feeling was... Well, it was a good idea because finally Angela decided to resign from the board, which I regret, Angela. So we are now in the process of having some elections to replace her, and I think probably to expand the board as well, so we might have up to 4 new board members, maybe by the end of the year or maybe within 6 months. So I think it's a big deal because 4 board members maybe might be a big change to the organization. So I have decided today to do 4 things. The first, I will give a timeline of the organization to show how, from where it goes, where it was at first and where it goes now. Then I will try to explain what are the goals of the foundation as well as the chapters, because I englobe this in a global organization. And then I will finish to trying to explain the problems we are currently meeting, which I hope the new board members will help address. So, timeline, we missed a little bit of on the left. We started in January 2001 with the creation of Wikipedia.com. So for those of you who didn't know, it was a .com originally, and it was changed later to a .org. And the project was supported on some servers shared with Bomis, the firm in which Jimmy was working at that time. We also had one employee at that time, Larry Sanger. So it was somehow the first and the only employee at that time paid by Bomis. There were a couple of events at that time, in particular, that might be of interest for the future board member. We had a fork in the Spanish community when there was a rumor that some advertisement could be added on the website. So it was considered such an important issue that most of the Spanish community went away and created another project. The Spanish community is still suffering a little bit from this fork, and it's still very much in their history. So it's something to be careful about. Little by little, the server, well, the needs, the technical needs became larger, and we increased the number of servers from 1 to 3, and we moved to dedicated server. That's the time when we shift from the help from Jason, who is there at Wikimania, to Brian. And finally, Jimmy Wales quite naturally considered that we needed a way to, for some sort of organization to own the server and to be able to collect the money from donators so that we could buy enough servers to support the project. That's when the WMF, Wikimedia Foundation, was created. They said when it was created for a full year, nothing happened, in the sense that 3 board members were appointed somehow. Michael, I saw him in the assistance, I don't know where he is now. Tim Schell is, I think, over there. I lost him again. And Jimmy. But nothing changed in the sense that Jimmy Wales was still the one operating the whole organization. Then, at the end of year 2003, we had what the developers called the Great Big Crash. That's the word Brian was using. We had 3 servers and 2 broke down, so we had only 1 server left. And I think that was the first time when we really realized how we could be in trouble if we weren't being more careful. So an emergency fundraising was started. And it raised in a couple of, I think about 2 weeks, we raised $31,000 at that time to purchase about 10 servers. I'm not exactly sure about the figures. In terms of foundation issues, the first time the trademark issue was mentioned, it was by Kurt, who is the president of the German chapter right now. At this time, it was in nobody's mind that we could make something of our brand. The logo was not under GFDL, and there was no trademarks. The first board was created in June 2004, so that is where I consider the foundation life really started. They said for the full year later, the only people active on the board were Angela, Jimbo, and myself. Tim and Michael didn't do anything special. So, and it was pretty much an organization working a bit in the wiki way. That is, we were meeting together and sending some mail, meeting together on IRC, and making some decisions which were not even traced by paperwork, or they were not written down. So we just talked together and agreed together, and that was fine. The problem with that is 6 months later, we couldn't remember exactly what was decided and exactly how we were supposed to implement that. So it started getting a bit sour from time to time. The first chapter was basically formed about 2 or 3 weeks before the election of the Board of Trustees. So it was pretty much at the same time that the story of the foundation and the stories of the chapters started. There was Wikimania in summer last year, so about a year ago, and that's when things started being a bit painful. What happened is Jimbo became more and more famous just because, Wikipedia was being more and more famous. So he started moving all the time. He was answering to the interviews all the time. He was traveling all the time. So all the operational matter being getting late all the time, so people were waiting for him to just do his job. He couldn't do it anymore. That's also the moment when Michael Davis, the 4th board member, came in the story and as a treasurer began looking at the accounting and thought, oh my God, this is getting huge. This organization is getting very serious and our accounting is basically the one of a small group of people playing together. So we can't go on like this. So we have to clean it up. So we started about a quarter of very strong brainstorming, I would say, trying to figure out how we could organize things better. And at that time, Brad came in the story, so So Jim already explained how he came in the story 2 days ago. And he started explaining to us how we could organize ourselves. People have to realize that none of us four, as far as I know, have ever been part of a foundation, of a board of trustees on a foundation, US-based foundation. So it was pretty much a discovery for all of us. And we're still learning, of course. So we got the non-profit status. And there was a big change in January 2006. So just 6 months ago, we did a couple of revolutionary things. There was the resolution system, which people looked with a bit of reluctance. And there was the creation of the committees, which people looked definitely as bureaucracy. I couldn't understand why it was created. And I would say the end, well, this foundation 2.0 went on with hiring Brad, so about 2 months ago, as an interim executive director. I'd like to give a short coverage maybe of the organization as of today. So we have the board of trustees, 5 people. We have some staff, so it's now about 5 people. We have Tim here. We have Brian, that everybody knows. We have Danny over there as assistant grant manager. We have Brad, and we have Susie, who was recently hired to help on the phone and that kind of stuff. When we think of Wikipedia and what it has become, and we see that the staff is about 5 people, that's something people cannot believe. Fortunately, we have other people. We now have also all the committees. So I will explain a little bit more what all the committees are supposed to do, but they are staffed with essentially volunteers. Some of them have some board members on them. Some of them have staff member on them. And that's pretty much about it. They're supposed to more or less handle themselves. I won't go in the description if some people want to later know more about some of them or not. I can explain. What is important to see is that after 6 months, about half of these committees are basically active and doing some work, and about half of them totally failed. Nothing moved on. And I think it's pretty much related to some issues I want to explain later. I also put indicated at the bottom the OTRS, that's a bit mysterious word, to design the email system. So that's the place where you people from outside can send emails to contact people from Wikipedia, from the foundation or whatever project. And there are dozens of people handling the emails over everywhere, every day. And finally, there are the chapters. So we have right now 6 Wikimedia chapters, and we have 2 chapters which are not really Wikimedia chapters because the agreement didn't went as far. The committees are not supposed to replace the community. This is what was feared a little bit when they were created. They are meant initially to be an extension of the board. 5 people can't do everything. They cannot handle all the requests which are coming in. And they are not experts in every area. So we created this committee so as to, at the same time, study the concept, the project, whatever gets in the foundation to study, or to organize the work of the foundation and just to propose the work. So these are more operational committees. They may receive delegations from the board. For example, the technical committee is taking care of organizing what should be by in terms of service, for example. I put a little bit of an explanation of what a resolution is because I think it's quite mysterious for most people. So here's what happened. Somebody, it may be a board member, it may be a committee, it may even be some people, some group of people from the community, write a statement. For example, if it's a technical issue, they will write, okay, we want this type of server and we need this purchase to be done. This is very technical, for example. Then we need at least, you can see that at the top of the resolution, we need at least 2 people to agree that this statement is interesting, valuable, and we need to vote on it. If no 2 people vote on it, approve that it should be a vote on it, it's not considered by the board at all. That's why some proposition never gets voted in, because people considered it's not interesting. Once it was motion to vote, so here you see that I agreed to it was an important matter, and Jimbo seconded this this feeling. We vote at the bottom of the resolution. And the current system is, well, when we created the resolution system, we needed absolutely all five board members to sign this. That was a disaster, because we could never get five signatures in decent times, or sometimes never. So we did a resolution to authorize any decision to be taken by three approval. As I will explain later, even three approval is a problem. And I will end this presentation of the organization by a great picture from Danny, which was probably taken by Brad. And what you see just behind is the whiteboard that Brad bought when he got in the office, and where he's putting all the things to do and the topics to study. Well, there is a lot of work to do. Now I want to go back to the original mission statement of the foundation as it was defined in the bylaws, which were done 3 years ago now. The mission statement is actually pretty straight and not very funny. For most people reading that, it isn't very explicit. Encourage the growth and development of open content, wiki-based and multilingual projects. Well, that might be the Wikimedia project, that might be other projects at all as well, even if that has never been mentioned. Maintain the website online, well, that's purely a hosting issue, and to distribute the online information free of charge. You will notice that it is not specifically mentioned that we should have a goal in doing some DVDs and distributing them anywhere. It's just very simple mission statement. Actually, this mission statement is a common goal between the foundation and all the local chapters. It's something they all have in common and all should agree on. They said when you try to make some fundraising on this does not really work, because this is not very funny. And when you look at the community, the reason why people are working on the project are for much, much larger goals. They are all different goals than this one. So here's one. Isn't it beautiful? So this is one goal. I share it. It's distribution of content in everywhere. Basically, every person on earth should get the content. It's not something that is mentioned in the bylaws, but that's something I think most of us would agree with. Other people have other goals. Some of them are very much against the proprietary software. Some of them are very much against the patent copyright issue. It's something very hotly debated on the mailing list. And depending on the chapters, well, there might be some feelings that we have and that we would support that might not be always supported by the foundation. But basically, to sum it up, we make the internet not suck. Jimbo's. The problem is, it is not because some content you make are open source and free that works. The content is on internet, but not everybody has access to internet. The content is on the internet, but not everybody is able to access it. Maybe impaired people, people with visual deficiencies can't read it. Children can't really access easily the content as well, because it's too difficult. So it's not so simple. So the real goal, I would say, the mission of the foundation is not so much to just have a website and to distribute some open content, to make it available, but it's to go further. And this mission, that's the mission that the ideal board should develop. So, again, this is maybe a description of what the ideal board should be. And we have first, the ideal board should set and maintain mission, vision, values. But it should also develop strategies so that we maybe fit our mission. It should establish and monitor policies. And here I would like to mention that it's not English Wikipedia mission. Wikipedia policies, because I don't know if any of you looked at the candidacy statements from the people who are currently candidating to the Board of Trustees. Half of the statements mention, I want to be a board member because I want to change the English Wikipedia policies. That's not it. We're not exactly on the same foot. And there are some pretty boring things as far as I am concerned, but very important: compliance with the law, accountability, responsibility, fiscal overview, that's Michael's business, to appoint an executive director, that's him for now, and to inform the others about the organization, maybe that's me right now. But in short, in everyday life, the ideal board member job is, number one, to attend to board meeting. So we need to organize some board meeting, and we need to discuss what the mission of the board, the foundation is supposed to be. And second, to vote on resolution, because if you do not participate to vote, well, basically no decision are taken. And a third role, which is not necessarily mandatory, but I think would be a good idea, is to serve or to assist and represent the board on committees or on task force, which are designed to achieve certain results. So these are currently the five board members. I put Michael's picture a bit larger because you have a second picture of the fabulous headquarters of the foundation behind in Tampa, Florida. So you can see the paper, the carpet, and some stuff like this. I never went there. I heard it was brilliant. I will end up to talk a little bit about the specific skills which are required to be a good board member, or at least to have an efficient board which might go in the right direction. And that's where I will point out to some of the deficiencies we're currently meeting. So there are six big areas which could be identified to give a measure of the efficiency. The first dimension is the context. We need the board to see the big picture. We need some of the board members to be expert on some topics. We need Michael, for example, to be the expert on financial issues. And maybe we need Jimbo to be expert on PR issues. But we need all the board members to have an idea of what the things are, where we are going, what is the community, how the projects are working, what we are looking for. And if they don't have this good picture overall, they cannot take the good decision. And what I fear a little bit in this story of board expansion is that if we get too many people who do not get the big picture, we'll have a big mess. Such as, for example, the Spanish Fork because of the advertisement issue. Because if nobody knows about this piece of history and if nobody knows about how it had an impact at that time, I mean, maybe that has changed. Maybe advertisement would be acceptable today, but we need to know that and we need to know the story behind. So, basically, the idea is we may not always have all the elements, but it's just as in Japanese toilets. We need to understand basically the role and the mission. The problem I have with this big picture, I just listed a couple of issues. First, the foundation is US-based and US-organized, but the community is international. We have more editors non-English than we have English editors. Second, the projects are run by a community of volunteers. That means that you cannot make a decision and expect that people will always follow it. If you decide, for example, to put some advertisement on an article, you can expect that the community can remove the advertisement from the article. And they are not obliged in any sense to follow what you just ask them to do. The third point, and it may be the more important one, the organization does not own the content. That means that the project themselves own the content, and it's not the organization to decide what the content should be. That's the job of the project. Somehow the organization is a bit behind and may decide at some point, for some reason, not to support a project anymore just because it doesn't fit its goal anymore. That's the problem of the community, not the problem of the foundation. So with this, I was talking about the election. I think I was asking for a balance between the appointed members and elected members from the community, so as to be sure that on the board there are enough people that get the big picture. We decided just a couple of days ago to set up an advisory board, because at the same time people from outside are very important as well. They have some knowledge, they have some vision that are important to us. People working on copyright issue, people from the free software movement, all these people are important as well and can help us on the way. And well, that's something that could be interesting, setting up meetings all over the world, because each time is an opportunity to meet the people from every place in the world who are working on the project or who are using the project. And we just decided that in October we will do a meeting in Europe all together. The second dimension is the information, being well informed. Board member needs to be updated. They do not need to put their nose all the time in how the things are working, but they need to know at least the basic on every part which is important for the foundation. We don't need to know the details about how the servers are running or whatever, but if half of our servers are actually hosted by Yahoo, we need to know that. There are some levels of information that we all need to have. And if we don't have this level of information, or if only one board member has this level of information, we can't say we do the right thing. And with this, we have a couple of problems. The first point of problems is the number of contacts we have in the outside world. Well, I probably don't need to really explain this, but basically Jimbo is the one traveling all over the world and going to most of the conference and meeting most of the people. So that means Jimbo can become a bottleneck, because he's meeting these people, he's collecting the information, and he has so much to do and so many people to see, that even if he wanted to report, I mean, if he wanted to do some complete report and written report, he couldn't have the time to do it all the time. So we need absolutely to have a more decentralized version of information circulation. There's also the issue of, well, you meet some people, you collect some information with the outside world, and then you have from time to time to meet together so as to give the information to the other ones. Until yesterday, we had one board meeting since the beginning of the year. I'm not even talking of a real-life meeting. That was the only meeting we did, the five of us together. This meeting took place in January. Four of the people were in the headquarters, and I was on the phone. And we did the second one just yesterday. I don't think it's a good idea that we run an organization and basically meet twice a year. That's not good. So there are some solutions that I might suggest with regards to this point, such as really taking the time to organize real-life meeting, and maybe to make the meeting more interesting, to invite as well some leaders of the outside world to talk to us about what should be done, for example, on legal issues. Maybe seek the help of professionals if we can't find a way to organize ourselves. Maybe study the other organization, maybe such as Red Hat, to see how they manage to do that. To do an annual survey, that's basically what I'm doing right now. And to get some reporting from the committees, which is not so much the case right now. There's a third level, and maybe that's one of the most touchy level right now, that's the interpersonal level, that's the fact of being a team. We don't want one member on the board. I don't think it's healthy that one member on the board is very different from the others in terms of how he's perceived from the outside world, because we do not want one personality to dominate the board. And unfortunately, that's pretty much what is happening for several reasons. We have the problem that some people have the time and others do not have the time. So when they do not have the time, well, they're missing, so we don't have the information. Some take the time and some do not take the time. What happens then? As I mentioned, we have less and less meetings over time. Last year we had meetings every month. Now it's twice a year. What is it next year? I don't know. If we cannot go on this way. There are very little discussions made on resolution. It's pretty reasonable to say, because When we are discussing some big issues, we need to discuss them together, not to put a text to vote on immediately on the board wiki, for example. We need to discuss the things before. And what happens, since nobody is discussing them, we put them on the wiki and nobody votes because nobody really agrees with what is proposed. So we get nowhere. And that's very frustrating. And I think Angela would agree with me. That's fine, 5 minutes. Very few resolutions are proposed and fewer over time. Now we also have the problem that some people vote on resolution. Angela, myself are voting all the time. Michael sometimes, Jimbo even less, Tim even less. And what happens is that the quorum to take decision is not passed. So the decision are not taken. What happens? It's frustrating for us, and it's frustrating for the community because they see that things are not proceeding. So this is not good either. And finally, some have the information and others do not have it. So some of my suggestion, of course, would be to expand the board, but not to expand the board with some people who just show up twice a year. We need to expand the board with some people who are active. We need to set up some limits of terms for members, because right now we have 3 members who have unlimited time on the board. I'm fine with them, that's not the issue, but in the long run, is it normal that we appoint some people from outside and they stay there forever, even if they do not do much, while the people from the community are there for 1 year or 2 years and then they have to go away, even if they do a lot of work? I don't think that's correct either. We can do the advisory board, we can hire 1 CEO, 2 CEOs, other CEOs, whatever. We can set up some committees and try to make them work. We can try to vote policies to deal with conflicts of interest. And mostly, we need to share the workload. That means that each board member should avoid trying to take care of every matter that comes around, but must try to focus on one matter he's good at and really take this issue at heart. A fourth dimension would be the political one. It would be to try to develop some good relationship with all the people involved. And when I say all, I mean the staff, of course, but I also mean with the people from the communities. And I also mean the people from the chapters. We need to avoid that the relation degrades. And right now we have a relation between the foundation, that's just an example, there are others, but the relation between the foundation and the chapters have a problem. The chapters are not affiliates of the foundation. They are not really branch. They are independent. They may have very slightly different goals, but still they have a common goal and we should work together for the reason I will explain to you. Right now, the brand, the logo, the trademarks are owned by the foundation. If they want to work, the chapters need to have the ability to use these logos to do some business, to develop some relationship, to do presentation, to participate to conference. For this reason, we need to have some logo agreements between the foundation and the chapter, or the chapter work is impaired. And since the foundation is already having too much work to do, that's stupid to block not only the foundation but the chapters as well. Is there an interest for the chapters to have the right to use that? I don't know, how many of you here are aware that the German chapter did a DVD 2 years ago? I mean, that's not even one third. I mean, the English Wikipedia is still trying to make one. The German did it already 2 years ago. And why did they did it? Just because they had a group of people very motivated locally and they could find a publisher to do it. And just being very active, they could make it. If we have this organization which is very centralized and which become a bottleneck, well, we cannot have these DVDs produced. We need to have an organization much flatter, even if the foundation controls some of the things. We need to delegate things to others. The problem that might be the origin of this is, for example, the problem of competition in terms of images or the competition in terms of money. Of course, if the German chapter makes some money with the DVD, it may be or it may not be less money for the foundation. Maybe this has to be estimated. Maybe the German chapter needs to refund some money to the foundation, but this should not block the chapter from using this and from doing this. The main advantage of the local chapters is that when Brad, for example, goes to the Library of Congress in Washington, that sounds logical. He's American, he goes to the American place. I mean, it's a normal contact. Now, I think that if Brad goes to the Library of Congress in France or the Library of Congress in Israel, that won't work so good. Versus if the German chapter goes to the Library of Congress in Germany, that seems logical. And these bonds between local chapters and local organization or local government is something the foundation will never be able to organize and to set up. We need also the ability to step back a little bit. Just pretty recently, 6 months ago, we created the committees, we created the resolution, and the conclusion is basically the resolution system is not working. And we need to confront this problem. The committees are not working so well either, probably because they didn't have some goals stated very well, right? The main thing I would say is a problem is the agenda. We didn't set an agenda. We have a lack of transparency that is mentioned by the organization, by the community itself. All these problems, we need to look at them, and I hope the new board members will be able to help with this. The committees, the main problem we are meeting with the committees is simply that they were not explained very well what they were supposed to do. They are not supposed to do the job for the community itself. They are supposed to be just an extension of the board to share some of the workload with the foundation. And finally, there's the strategic dimension. The board is supposed to envision and to shape the organization. It's not supposed to take care of buying the pens at the local store. And we are not very far from this. We're currently voting to buy some servers. It's not our job to do. That's the job of the executive. So we're in the process of trying to separate the work of the board from the work of the executive. And that's something we need to work on. All these issues are some of the things we should do. And I would like just to raise just a couple of issues that I propose that some of you think of and maybe discuss later on at the board panel, because I think they're all important points for the future. I have a first point that I should comment with Gérard. Gérard is over there. I think there's a question we need to ask. Currently, all of the projects we support, Wikipedia, Wiktionary, Wikinews, etc., they are all projects the Wikimedia Foundation alone is supporting. We are not supporting our project outside of this sphere, and we are not sharing some projects with other organizations, and that's something I think we should go on with. I was thinking of some projects which were announced. So we have the Wiktionary Z, for example, which was approved recently, is already taken care of by other organizations. And we never thought of maybe common support with other organizations. And that, I think this is a point to study. The second point is the problem of whether the foundation should lead or should create initiative or help initiative to proceed. I'll give an example. If the English Wikipedia wants to do a DVD, for example, should it be something controlled by the board from the beginning to the end and probably goes nowhere? Or should we just help the English Wikipedia to do these DVD things? If we have to organize it all by ourselves, we need something. We need money because we need staff. If we need staff and we need money, what do we need to? We need to have grants. We need to have important people so that we look good towards the NGOs or maybe toward the government to gather some money. So So the foundation we create is a foundation that is very much a business-like foundation. Versus, if we rely on the community to do the things, we don't need so much staff. And what is done, the foundation we create is maybe a much more noisy one, a less organized one, but that's an organization made by the foundation, by the community itself. Same, setting up a foundation which is essentially made up of English-speaking people or American people. What's the case right now? We have three American, we have one British, we have French. I don't know if you looked at the candidates, we have only English people and one Finnish. If we do a foundation with only English-speaking people on it, I mean, the relation with the community will suffer greatly. So all these thoughts are thoughts we can have with regards to the coming elections. Angela, I'm over, but I want just to say something more. First, Angela will leave us, well, just for the board issues, so I cannot scream on her anymore, in September. I would just like to thank you for the work you have been doing and to hope you set up an Australian chapter, and so we will have to fight for the Australian thing. The other thing is, these are pictures of three people. Most of you probably do not know these people. They're just simple editors. On the left we have Triana. Triana was at some point the first editor in France. He was the one with the most numerous number of edits. He was editing in history, and he died about a year ago from a heart problem. We have Nataraja, is on the right side. He was a teacher, and he was also fanatic of everything related to India. And Nataraja died a few months ago from a cancer. He was a pretty big member as well from the French community. And just in the middle, Zulin, who was a bit special to me because he was editing a lot in the ecology area, which was my area, and who was also fanatic of hand gliding, and that hand gliding that led him to just disappear about 6 weeks ago. These people, not just three of them, there are probably many other people who already have contributed to the other project and who left us. And I would like to just give a special thought to them, because here we're just talking about foundation issue and organization issue, but we should always remember that the people that have made this possible are people like this one, even if there are no more here with us. That's it. What did I do? I have no... That's okay. And I don't know if the question should be now or later for the board panel. Depends on the time.
Yeah, because we're running a little bit late, we're going to kind of have to cut this short now. So, but there's the board panel in here immediately after the break. So we've got a break now, and then at 11:30, if you come back in this room, the whole board are going to be here, and you can ask questions to all of us then.